views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is a Monday, September the 25th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all for listening. And bear with me because I'm losing my voice. Had a very busy weekend. So just want to say thank you all for tuning in. Greatly, greatly appreciate you all. And so before we get started on today's show, we're going to continue to make sure everyone that we promote and energize Black Talk Radio Network. If you can, please give some of your financial energy to Black Talk Radio Network. It's very easy. What you can do is just go to www.blacktalkradionetwork, and that is the homepage for this network that is bringing you the programs that you have deemed as necessary and they have relative worth to you all. And if you would just be so kind as to go on and support this network, because you are the only supporter that this network has. It doesn't seek outside, or it will not promote the outside agenda of that is a detriment to us all. So you're the sponsors of this network. So please give some of your financial energy. All you have to do is go to the website, go to the homepage, and you'll see the donation prompt that's there. You can also support the network by being a member of BTR Community. It's a social media outlet that the network has put together in order for you to engage in your social media activities in a more holistic way and not be as adversely affected as in the mainstream ones, such as Facebook. Here, there's no one that is going to be coming here to data mine your information. Can it be done? Yes, that would be from outside sources, but because it's a membership. Many of us think that Facebook is free or Fedbook is free, but it's not free at all. There's a huge price that's there. But come on over to BTR Community. You can post things about yourself, your business, or events that you think need to have more of the public to be aware of and to get more public attention. Or you can also engage in the rest of your social media activities in a more holistic way. And your identity will never be sold to anyone. So very, very important. So come on over to BTR Community. $24 a year is for the overall yearly membership. So BTR Community. You can go to www.btrcommunity for that. Okay. Also, everyone continue to support my man, Michael Emmanuel. The campaign for Michael Emmanuel, the crowdfunding campaign, is right there on Black Talk Radio Networks. Michael Emmanuel is recovering from germ cell treatment, germ cell cancer treatment, chemotherapy this summer. earlier this summer, and definitely is recovering, is very, very well. And one of the reasons is, I believe, is because of some of the trace minerals that we were able to get to Michael Emmanuel. For those of you that are interested in those trace minerals, there will be a conference call, I believe, tomorrow. And if you're interested in it, you can text me, area code 951-790-8330, area code 951-790-8330. Text me, and I will make sure that you get the information. And for those of you that that did get the information, they call, we'll let you know. It will be tomorrow. I will find out. I will post it, and then I will let you know here on Tando Radio Show if you're interested in the overall presentation for it. Good stuff. Okay. So also, if you would like to save as a king and a queen, you could do that by going to, excuse me, if you would like to acquire real money and accumulate real money and save in real money. And that is very, very important because none of us are paid in real money. We are paid in currency, a depreciating instrument. And if you would like to save in real money, if you really want to have money, then the most perfect form of that is silver and gold, platinum, palladium, and rhodium. You could do that by going to the website, www.prosperitymint, P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y-M-I-N-T, prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in inventory there. Then email info@prosperitymint.com. Let them know that you are you heard about it on here on Tando Radio Show, and you are would like to purchase some things. Let them know, and they're going to please do it so someone can explain to you the overall purchasing process and why it's so important that you do that, and it's for your benefit. So definitely, definitely do that. So also, if you would like to trade the cryptocurrencies, you could do that with us on ourcryptocurrency.com, ourcryptocurrency.com. And for those of you that are there, I won't be able to have after the show meeting with you all, but definitely I'm very, very pleased with the overall performance with that platform. You should definitely be engaged in a good way to get into cryptocurrencies. The best way to do the best leverage that you get from that is if you put one full Bitcoin into that, the overall profits that you learn, you probably come away with the projections that I had, depending on how things go. Projections that I had is maybe about put in one Bitcoin, I'll come away with maybe three and a half. So I know people that are doing very, very well. So you definitely want to do that, and there are things that I would advise you to do. I will definitely help you with that. Once you go to ourcryptocurrency.com, then I will send you some information to get you established. And just overall, you can learn from some of the things that we've done. The cryptocurrency, in my opinions, are now starting to go back up. So it's, you know, a good time for you to get into them before they get, you know, out of reach, or you want to gain in some of this movement that's happening right now and going forward. So definitely want to do that. Okay. Also, where was it else? That was it. So let's jump into what's in the news. I didn't post too much for what's in the news. Still kind of catch up from everything else. But my man Raj is Strategic Melanin posted some things, posted an article. What's up, Strategic Melanin? What's up, Raj? Thank you all for participating. So I didn't post like I usually do. So let's jump into the news. Let's see what some of you all posted inside of Tando Radio's page and BTR community. My man Raj posted this one, first article, and he got this one from Science Alert. There's a link between chronic migraines and this common jaw disorder. Check out that article that my man Raj posted there. Next article, Raj posted this one from Huffington Post, UK. Scientists have actually found blocks of oh man, hold on one second, excuse me. Sorry about that, everyone. Sorry about that. Let me just catch back up here. All right, so, man, Excuse me, one second. Okay. Sorry about that. All right. So my voice is really, 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 really bad, but we're going to get through. All right. So my man Roz, next article, my man Roz posted from the Roll Call. It's a really good article. A lot of this is going on. I haven't really touched on it, but this is nothing new, and it's really spreading. It's disgusting, the debauchery that's going on in this world. Roz posted this one from rollcall.com. Wiener faces up to 27 months at sentencing. And he said the normalization of Raj's comments was the normalization of pedophilia, pedophile. He gets next to no time. His wife stayed with him after finding out he was trying to rape children. The system is sending the red alert message about shifting towards normalizing child sexual abuse. Absolutely, Roz. And I want to, you know, one of the things I want to say is that, you know, there were some allegations and some rumors that which I believe that I think are very, very credible about a very, very popular or well-known R&B singer male that happened there were videos and everything else. You know who the individual is, and so, but I thought it was not a coincidence that, you know, where you have the Vatican itself engaged in different parts of the Roman Catholic Church engaged in all this child abuse and sexual abuse, the mountainous accusations of pedophile activities, which means that there is definitely there, and it's been shown to be there. I didn't think it was quite strange that there was a popular R&B artist. I'm not gonna say his name, R. Kelly, that was at the Vatican. I don't think it was not anytime recently, but in the past. And I don't think that was a coincidence at all. And these individuals are highly, highly protected in different parts. Actually, there was a video about coming back from the Vatican where he was on the Concorde. And don't think that, let me tell you, the individuals that do certain things, they all have a fraternity. You know, not surprised that that was the case, and I think there's more, a whole lot more to it. And it's obvious we have to start, for us individually, the truth should be nothing that we should ever shy away from. Ever, ever, ever. This is so despicable. And the debauchery in this, and until we become more truthful as individuals, and then collectively in our relationships with people, this type of activity will go hidden and go the way it's going, and the trajectory that is going on, constantly climbing, will continue to happen. And these individuals have a choice. They are, in my opinion, demented individuals that have chosen and now are actually encouraged in that type of lifestyle. It's unacceptable. But so many of us, because of the overall trying to tread our way through the system, there are so many things that happen that do not get the attention that it really needs, where we collectively as a species says, no, there will be some people in the species that says, yes, they want this to happen. They can do that. That's their free will. But I think there's certain things that are unacceptable. You encroaching on someone else's sovereignty is unacceptable. Unacceptable. This being one of the most unacceptable ones. And this is all fostered by the same system of subjugation and enslavement. This is actually one of the addictions and the temporal rewards for being a part of upholding that system. these individuals. They play their celebrity roles and do what they're told. They are given the temptation, the desires of their temptations, and their temptations are sick. So, and it's no coincidence that it's my man Roz followed by another article about the government. All of this stuff is show, but it shows us where we're going wrong individually and as a species as far as handling and maintaining and upholding our sovereignty and self-determination. So, not surprised, and this stuff is very, very rampant at all levels. It seems as the higher the celebrity figurehead, the reason why they're there is because they do engage in these types of activities. And they can easily, they make a deal with the devil and they lose their souls. And so they're always beholden to the system. So sick, sick, sick. But until we all get in tune and come together in tune, a lot of this will only continue to go. Because believe me, the system is very well tuned and maintained. Very well. Next article. Rise posted this from Politico. Poll. Majority disapprove of Graham Casey's Obamacare repeal bill. Check out that article. Next article. Rise posted from Washington Post. Whistleblowers at the U.S.-funded research institutes fear retaliation. Of course. Next article from Rise got this one from Lying Like a Fox News Business. EU ends actions forcing Greece to reduce its deficit. Excuse me. One second. So, check out that article. Next article, Roz posted this one from The Verge. Big ups, Roz. Definitely held it down for me today. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. Next article from The Roz posted this one from The Verge. Microsoft Facebook just landed a 160 terabytes per second cable 4,100 miles across the Atlantic. Check out that article. Next article, Roz posted this one from Business Insider. How drones will change the world in the next 5 years. Next article I posted, this one, the only one I posted today, is from Waking Times. What exactly do we really have ownership of? So check out that article. Next one, and we may jump into that one today. Next article from the New York Times. Roz posted this one. Vision and hearing loss are tied to a cognitive decline. So true. Next article, Roz posted this. This one comes from Live Science. One quarter of cancer patients use medical marijuana, study find. Next article, Roz posted from space.com. How NASA satellites are helping to halt the malaria outbreak. Careful. And the next article, Roz posted this one from the BCC. North Korea accuses the U.S. of declaring war. Next article, Roz. Oh, no, this one was from Strategic Melanin. She got this one from the Sydney Morning Herald. Banks ditch ATM fees, but calls for a royal commission. Remain strong. Check out that article. Roz posted this one. Next one from The Guardian. Many Puerto Ricans are desperate to return home to the island reeling from the disaster. This is so just. We're going to touch on that a little today, how this is going to just continue to be such a part of the old, what we've been trying to get you to prepare for. So next article from The Guardian. Nerve implants restores consciousness to a man in a vegetative state. Check out that article. That's a very, very best one. I'm definitely going to check out. Next article from LiveScan. That's very dangerous, too. Kids who see Hollywood gunplay more likely to use guns. Check out that article. Next article, Roz posted this one from AP News. Studying 1 million people to end cookie cutter health care. Check out that article. Next article, Roz posted this one from the Medical News Today. Antidepressants and weight gain. What's the connection? Definitely, definitely there. So that is, oh no, we got a couple more here. Move this down. Next article, Roz posted this from Organic Farmers. Organic farmers could help fight climate change. Check out that article. Next article, Roz posted FAA Trump's local government when it comes to local drone court rules. FAA trumps local governments when it comes to drone laws. So check out that article, the new, all new, a part of the new paradigm, huh? So, all right, so that's some of the articles that's in, what's in the news. So at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, you have a question, a comment, definitely make it known. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit **. I'll see you in queue. First, I got to get on the board, huh? That would help. Thought I was on the board. Give me a second. I will be right there. Give us a call. And 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely, definitely bring you up, okay? So let me set this all up for today's show. Now, today's show, one second, today's show is, we have a great opportunity to build solutions with the astute among us, Amidst the Chaff. That's today's show. We have a great opportunity to build solutions with the astute among us, Amidst the Chaff. And what do I mean by that? Man, there's so much talent. I would say that we definitely have to come together, even on the smallest. I'm not thinking that this needs to be anything big. I'm not looking for anything big. I'm looking for something that's effective and efficient for you, the listeners here. You know, the rest of everyone else is going to do what they're going to do. My whole thing is that here at Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network, specifically for you all, I think it's in our best interest to establish alliances throughout this, throughout the land and throughout the area, so that when things go awry, you can be better prepared. We definitely need to facilitate more of the solutions. The only responders that we need to different things is ourselves. If we start to build a responsive system for ourselves and a preventative system for ourselves, and this way we won't be caught by what's happening and what continues to unfold and what has yet to make itself known. And it is really, really bad. And so I think it's very, very important that we, and the thing is, it's really up to you as the individual person. And one thing that I know is that we see a lot of things that should be done, but we're really waiting for someone else to do it, do most of the work, and then just do, and then what happens. And that's just because that's this intellectual, the system of education has actually taught us to be this way, and we have to fight against it. What some of the things that really adversely affect us and that is not in our best interest is that we're, one, the system always teaches us to follow the leader. Two, to wait for someone else to do something, wait for it to get, then jump in on it. It doesn't really teach us, the system never teaches us to build something from the ground up. Just imagine if you were taught in a more holistic, natural way. You know, animals, they teach their young how to survive from the very beginning. And we don't have a, we don't, we aren't taught. We're schooled into obeying. We're not educated in how to build. And if we don't know how to build, it's going to be very difficult to see an opportunity in which you can build upon, because you'll never see a sound foundation. And there's a very sound foundation within our community that we don't take advantage of, that being you and I. You know, we've been really coerced into thinking that there has to be an organization that started, and then we just start to give our little support, and then as it grows, as it gets bigger and more people get involved, then we get involved in it. That's actually the system. That's how the system gets you to do everything. And we really only respond to what the system dictates for us to respond to. We have a systematic response to everything. Very few things are uniquely initiated. Why we see the same things over and over and over again. Why there's no real variety. It's just a matter of which program that you choose to accept. And I think this is very difficult, and it's going to be very difficult for us to do on a grand scale. I try not to think of things from a grand scale, even though that may be the vision, but I think it's very, very important to first see the foundation before you see the roof. And I see a great foundation with me. You should see a great foundation with you. What I mean by that is that it should be very important. It should be important enough to you to do and to build the essentials for you. No one is going to build you a home. No one is going to defend your sovereignty. It's personally yours. And it has to be nurtured personally by you. So what am I saying? If you're in California, if you're in New York, if you're in Michigan, if you're in Florida, if you're in New Hampshire, if you're in Washington, the state of Washington, if you're in Texas, if you're in Utah, wherever you are, Colorado, wherever you are, it should be a foundation that you lay where you are. And I would definitely say that you're going to need a foundation that goes in every direction. And you think it's to your best benefit. I would like to connect with every single listener here on Tando Radio Show as a part of a resource that we all can depend upon. And I'm putting that out to all of you. And I'm putting that out to all of you from the standpoint of you building that, not waiting for someone else to build that, and then you just bring your bag, your hat and your bag, and all the things that you need. But to actually facilitate with the overall fundamental keystone building that is necessary for it to be as prosperous as it possibly could be. And for that to happen, the ants all have to become as one. Not one in thought, but one in commitment in a direction. Yes, there's still individual ants. We're still individual people, but we can definitely use our energy and contribute and donate and give our energy for an overall direction. And that direction, with all the energy that's given to it, will be an unstoppable force. But let's first start with us individually instead of trying to build a new NAACP. Excuse me. Whatever that is. NAACP. See, the system thinks that, you know, it really massages up to us to always think that way. Because one of the things that we do is that we try to repeat the success or what appears to be the success or the perception of success in our lives. But I would like you to do something completely different. And it's probably one of the most powerful things that you can do is for you to take care of you and then offering in taking care of you, offering that to other people in collaboration. And because of that, the overall linkage of that will be extremely powerful. Let me just tell you this. You're going to need to really sincerely dedicate energy, your labor, your talents to preparing. You're definitely going to, because there are individuals that are creating the environment that make that necessary, and they aren't going to stop. They haven't stopped since they started. We never start. So let's break it down to something that can be extremely successful. Let's first focus on you being prepared. You as an individual, spiritual in the physical existing being. Let's first work on you. What is it that you need to be prepared? Start to build that. Because everything that you need to be prepared, someone else, that will benefit them as well too. Everyone is unique. But if everyone starts to build, and I'm talking about everyone that's listening here, I'm not talking about anyone else. I am not specifically talking about anyone else that's other than that listens to this show daily. Before we can even help anybody else, you better take care of your house first. Better take care of you before the extension of others in your house. Then when you do that, then you can start to build with everyone else in your house. And now it's a collective movement. Now you can't be stopped. And it will change your whole perception on life. And what your capabilities are. Your perception of life, not the overall script that someone else gave you. I want you to not worry about your family. I don't want you to worry about our community. I don't want you to worry about humanity. I don't want you to worry about anything other than you first. Here's why I say that. Do you need to be prepared? You have to answer that question. If it's something that you need to think about, by all means, do your due diligence. Investigate. Find out if you do and if you do and if you don't. And if you come into the conclusion, which I think any reasonable, responsible individual that so-called loves themselves or is in harmony with themselves will draw the conclusion that, yes, I need to prepare. That's where it all starts. If you see that you need to prepare, then you know that your family needs to prepare, then you know our community needs to prepare. But let's work on you first, because you're just that valuable. Before we build a mighty army of ants, let's just work on the ant itself. Because there can be no mighty army of ants if there's no ant that has built itself up to be mighty. So today's show, I really want to focus on you, the everyday listener to Tando Radio Show. And I'm going to say this. Don't worry about anybody else right now. The most important selfish act that you need to do is to realize that you have been given selectively, individually, uniquely, talents and abilities that are remarkable that you need to preserve, that you need to build on, that you need to share. And the first that you need to share is with yourself. I want you to focus on you. And that's not a selfish act. It's probably one of the most sincere, genuine forms of generosity that any individual can have towards all of the living species and entities that have been given the opportunity to live. So, Are you prepared? Are you doing things that are necessary for you to meet the overall challenges that you have already laid out that you need to be prepared for? And see, the thing about preparing, it has nothing to do to wait for something to go wrong. Are you preparing for things to go right as well? Are you positioning yourself that you can seize on opportunities? That's what being prepared is. Preparing is nothing more than having the overall foresight to see what possibly, where you may possibly be currently and in the future that will have an effect on your existence, your quality of life, your standard of living. That's so important. And I want to, time we got, I think I got enough time, I want to play something for you, and it's going to be about Houston. I want you to really, really just listen in to what this individual said. And but I want you to listen from the standpoint of, from a standpoint of, is this something that can happen to me, my family, myself, in some form or another? It may not be the exact same form that this individual has, or what this individual is talking about. And this individual, I'm going to tell you, this is a YouTube video, and this is from At Plain Truth Info, The Killing Fields of Hurricane Harvey. Because there are things that you have not created that are going to affect you. And your response to it has to be appropriate. And then, after we think about you preparing, then once you have realized the necessity for that, then it's easier to, for you to have collective prudence and collective cooperation with others that have come up with that same idea, that same necessity, that same assessment, that same necessity of sustainability. And you'll find something. That commonality will cut through all of the manufactured propaganda that is destroying ourselves. Because if you look at what's going on, and if we continue to have a response to the overall system, the mainstream media system and the mainstream subjugation system, the overall, what it has legitimized as being solutions is nothing more than medicine for the dead. Nothing more than medicine for the dead. I'm going to tell you, I want to refer this back to Houston for a minute, and why it's so important that we individually prepare. I'm rethinking what I initially thought and said about Joel Osteen. And I don't have a problem saying it. There's a reason why I say it. Do I agree with the overall lifestyle and everything? No. But I think I have an idea why Joel Osteen didn't open up his church doors in Houston during Hurricane Harvey. This isn't anything that they have expressed or anything like that. But I'm going to tell you something. It may have been a very good reason, and it kind of changed my overall. Let me tell you something. Some people may be thieves, but they're not killers. And in my opinion, I'm going to lay it out right here. I've come to the opinion. Just because I have an opinion doesn't make it right. But I'm fine with that. And for those of you that would question it, that's cool. You can question, but it's still an opinion that I have drawn up. The opinion that I have drawn up, that what Joel Osteen did was absolutely right. Here's why. Joel Osteen may have known but couldn't convey to you and didn't want to be a part of organizations using that facility where he knew that they would end up murdering these people. And he couldn't defend himself and say why. But he may have said, I'm not engaging in that type of activity. Let me tell you something about some of these major organizations. They are in direct contact, the clergy response team. They know some of the things that are going on, just like you know. And there comes a different responsibility that you don't see when someone else is responsible for something that you're not responsible over. And I'm going to give Joel Osteen the benefit of the doubt on that, because now, from some of the things that I've been looking at and seeing, see why he didn't do it. He may not be to the point where he will call out and be an advocate and all those other things. But what he may have said is, I don't want to be a part of it. In a lot of different conspiracies, sometimes in conspiracies, the overall objective is to do one thing, then the conspiracy grows to other things that then there sometimes the conspirators say, I don't want to be a part of that. But wasn't it Friday? And Friday? I'm a thief. I'm not a killer. That may be something that we didn't think about. And I understand why we were upset. And there's nothing wrong with that conclusion that we had. But when we start to think about and start putting the pieces of the puzzle together, then maybe we're going to say, oh, shoot, maybe we weren't, because this system is real. So I came to this conclusion. You all don't have to come to that, or I came to this opinion. You all don't have to come to that opinion. So I just want to express, because I have a responsibility, because you listen. And I really do think that it's very possible the reason why Joel Osteen, it could be other reasons, but I'm not nullifying the possibility that the reason why he didn't open the church, because he knew that that was going to be used and would be harboring and festering and aiding those that would be killing people. But that's some of the things that I see going on down there. And it makes all the sense in the world. Why he said, you know what, I'll take the overall public scrutiny. And he can't defend himself. What is he going to say? No, the reason why I didn't open my doors is because these people are going to start killing those people that are in the shelters. People from the shelters are going to be missing. No. What does he do? Don't open the doors. And it may be that otherwise, if that wasn't the possibility, that he may have would have opened those doors if that wasn't a threat. I'm not 100% sure, but from what I'm seeing, drawing that conclusion, I'm drawing that opinion, I'm extremely comfortable with. And I go back to Friday once again. I'm a thief. I'm not a killer. So, and because of that, because of this, for me, I've always been committed to being prepared since I was a child. When the lights went out in New York, that was my overall introduction to, saying right. But in that, I also realized that the system has put a lot of these prepping shows on and put for people so that they can actually carbon create a response or cookie cutter response that everyone will do, and then that shows that your overall prey is defenseless to your overall attack. What's the best way to shoot a deer? You have a feeder. They've been laying out the feeders because the feeders is where they're going to put place in direct line of sight of their attack. And from that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something. From what we're going to see, possibly going to see, and what could be unfolding, you have to have a plan that goes in all different directions, not the four directions, north, south, east, and west, but in all directions. The degrees in between. And why do I say that? That's important because you are one of the degrees in between each one of us. I'm a degree in between you and everyone else. And this is why here at Tando Radio Show, we have to conceptualize that we may need each other that are all over the country. Why shouldn't we establish that bond and that connection and start making preparations for that now? There's some of you that listen to Tando Radio Show. And I haven't said this to Scotty. Let me say it. Scotty, brother, you're always welcome. If you ever had to come here, you're welcome here. There are some of you that I've reached out to and I've said the exact same thing to. Wouldn't it be to our benefit if we said that to everyone that listened to Tando Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Network? It wasn't just me, but everyone had that same commitment. We can do it if you will participate. Should we do it? I definitely believe so. Should we vet individuals and everything? Yes, without a doubt. But one thing I do know is that when you start to prepare and everything else, it changes your overall way you go about your life, the way you see things, the way you do things. And it's not a matter that you look in fear and everything. You actually enjoy everything in life even more. Because there's a liberty there's a liberty that you walk with. There's a liberty that you invoke. There's an atmosphere of sovereignty that you now carry that is so peaceful. It changes everything. The things that bothered you before are mildly interesting before. The things that stressed you before are blips on the overall screen. Your interest that you had before is no longer energized. Your relationship change. They become more harmonic and in tune, and your frequency rises. That's worth the effort to me. And I would truly want to say to you all, I would love for you to extend that offer to me as I extend that same offer to you all, that you can come here. But right now, we have to build so that we can go somewhere else if we had to. We have hubs. We need to establish hubs. And in establishing those hubs, it's not just places that we go to and someone takes care of you, but we need to take care of each and every hub collectively. How do we do that? First and foremost, there has to be a commitment to do that. And that commitment won't be, well, what are you going to do? How are you going to take care of me? No, that commitment has to be, yes, I see the necessity of this, and I want to energize and ensure that this happens. I want to work. I want to energize it. I want to toil. I want to exhaust myself in it. That is unstoppable. I know that there are some of you that I have that relationship with, and I sincerely appreciate that relationship. And I say that we need to continue to build that on that. You know who you are. But I sincerely see the potential if every single person that listens to Black Talk Radio Network, every person that's in BTR, that membership is more than just a social media platform. It's the platform of the meeting of those that have built and energized a sovereign existence among many. Without the few being able to derail that. That's powerful. Want to play something for you all, but before we do that, I got my man. Don't know, this is one of the brothers that I have that bond with. Oh, he jumped off. Oklahoma, come back if you had something that you wanted to say. There he is. So my man out of Oklahoma is there, and this is one of the individuals that I can go to and they can come to me. So, and it's so important that we do this and establish this. This is one of the things that this brother has been wanting to do for a while as well. We all know we need to do it. We all know that we want to do it. Now we just need to really, really do it. And we start small and grow out. Because what I don't want is what the system has taught us to do. Think like we're going to establish this big organization and then we're exhausted and don't want to do anything and nothing is done before we get there. And we don't want to put somebody else to work. I don't want to put somebody else to work at my expense. I want to work for myself and everyone else. Everybody working. Everybody work gets everything accomplished. So let me go to this brother, then we'll go to the commercial break and come back. I want to play something for you and you see why we need to be doing this. My man out of Oklahoma, if you're going to say your name, go ahead and say your name. Welcome, brother.
Peace, brother. How are you?
What's up, man? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm on the plantation. I just wanted to chime in real quick because what you're saying is necessary, man. And a couple of days ago, me and Brother Thomas was speaking about this concept, and as far as bartering amongst ourselves, mm-hmm. and we need to start that culture. I mean, they say if you do something long enough, it becomes habit.
Yeah, so right.
I want to start that between us. You know, we need to start bartering amongst each other just to make a culture, make it a habit, because we're going to need it. So if anybody has any ideas or anything, I want to really start a movement, man. And so, you know, that's really what I wanted to talk about. But if you have any ideas, man, get with me off air.
Definitely, definitely. And this is and actually, bro, we need to get together with those that you know, so that we could actually do that. And I actually was speaking to some of the brothers that we know mutually about just that, and so we need to jump on board from there, and then because it has to be self-initiated, and I know that you know the necessity of it, and we've all been waiting for it. Now's the time for us to do it. So we're going to talk again from that standpoint, but I would love for everyone that listens to Tando Radio Show, everyone that's a part of Black Talk Radio Network, for us to have that same for this opportunity to grow that way, because if we do that and we do it asymmetrically, you don't have to broadcast your every move before you talk. Build something before you have the grand opening. Think it's the overall momentum that will be gained from that is unstoppable. No, you don't need any leaders. That's a systematic indoctrination that we are regurgitating. When we need a leader, we're looking for this individual as a leader. This is the leader. That's the system. That's the system. Leverage is gained by the movement, by the overall connection of many in a small area. That's leverage. More of the energy, more of the momentum is stored on one side that is more than the other. It's not a leader. A leader means you have no leverage. You have a leash around your neck, and you're being led to slaughter. So, which time we got? We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. I see two brothers that are there. We're going to go to you two brothers. We're going to go to New York. Then we're going to go to my man, another brother that's in the crew out of ATL. But we're going to go to New York. We're going to go to and come back and go to Thomas. Then we'll go to Mario. And then we're going to get into the second part of the show. I want you to hear something. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We got two callers in queue. I want to go to them. We're going to go to my man, I believe that's Thomas, my man Thomas out of NYC. Then we're going to go to my man Mario. So let's go ahead and go to Thomas first. I think it's Thomas. I'm not quite sure.
Can you hear me?
But I think I do recognize that. Yep, that's my man Thomas. Go ahead, Brother Thomas. How you feeling, brother?
Peace, Brother Dave. Peace, Brother Dave. Peace to all the callers.
My man.
Peace.
Yes, sir.
My man,
yes,
in Oklahoma. Yeah, I want to say, a great example of bartering is if you ever go to a Jewish community in New York, we have a whole bunch of them. But just see how they all barter with each other. They're not charging each other money. They don't even charge each other interest. You know what I'm saying? You need the money, they hit you with the money, and you hit them back with it. You know, and that type of community is what we need to form. I wanted to say, Brother Dave,
Thomas.
I didn't hear the beginning of the show, but I see. Before I had said that when Equifax lost a lot of data, I said that could have been the solar flares. But now I'm thinking, man, this is cyber wars because I worked at Deloitte for 4 years, and Deloitte's computers just got hacked. Deloitte is huge. This is like a $30-40 billion a year accounting firm. They do the taxes for Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs. Like, these are the big players. And I must say, Dave, I was there at 9/11 when the planes hit our building. You know, I was there working at Deloitte when that happened. I had to survive. So what I want to say is the fact that they got their financial records hit is definitely an indication of a serious cyber war going on. I don't know with whom, but it's serious because this company is huge. I mean, in 150 countries. I mean, you know, I was there when Arthur Anderson went down. It used to be five. It was Arthur Anderson, Ernst Young, KPMG, PricewaterhouseCoopers, and Deloitte. And Arthur Anderson got caught in the Enron scandal. I delivered the boxes that the accountants went to and found the records was all missing. So I was there for all that, working at Deloitte. So the fact that they could get hit, trust me, this is serious. And I'll get my line, brother.
No. Hold, wait, Thomas. No. I want you to see why this is so important is that every person has different talents and experiences. What Thomas is really expressing to you is professional assessment of something that's really – something is going wrong. It's not normal. And that it is actually a part of – it's a indicator of something that's going to happen. This is from a professional standpoint. And when Thomas talked about the data being moved, one of the things that criminals do, the key to committing a crime is you clean it up before you do it. And that's what Thomas is talking about. And this is alarming because you may say, well, how big can this adversely affect us? No, what Thomas is talking about, this is like life-altering for you, your standard of living, your quality of life, because what he's saying is that the overall cross-pollination and the overall momentum and the reach of these events is a signal that something major, it's an omen to something major about to happen. And Thomas, I'm glad that you expressed that. And I agree with Equifax getting hit. This is part of the overall plausible deniability for what is going to be affecting everybody here globally. 150 countries. It has with that type of reach. That means the countries that you do reach, they also reach out. They have antennas and tentacles in other directions. So it's across the board. And what we're going to see, is going to be huge. They're cleaning up the crime before it's done. And how do you do that? You secure the records. You change the records. You move the records. You swipe the records. You hack the records. Because then now what? The records are no more what? They aren't what? they're not clean anymore. So this is not Thomas. This is huge, and when you look at everything else that's going on, it gives the indication of a real bad omen that is going to affect us all. It's going to affect us all, and this is why I think it's really, really important, Thomas. I know that we know some people in common, and we all need to actually talk as well. You know what I mean? The one brother that you said what's up to. So we definitely need to do that. So I value your overall.
I speak to Roz all the time and Brother Jerry as well. You know, but yeah, my man. That's my man from Oklahoma. I don't want to say his name because he didn't say it. But that, definitely, man. He keeps telling me I need
that's
to
John.
Come down there. not John. Well, he'll call him Dubby, but I'll just say it. But he keeps saying,
I know he's talking about.
He keeps saying, I need to come down there and the land is cheap. And, I'm a city boy, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, but I'm definitely going to try to get down here to see that brother. And I'll check out the lifestyle.
You'll fit right in. You'll fit right in, T. But it's something that we all need to do, man. And I look forward to meeting all of us, and then we collaborating and establish our own direction. If you look at with those that actually control everything, there was a commitment that was greater than themselves that they were willing to make. And that was that we need to work together in order for this thing to work. And I'm going to say, Thomas, and to everyone else, there's a great opportunity, but we need to work together in order for this to reach the greatness of its potential. Without you, it makes it more difficult for us to reach that height. So true, brother. Yes.
We need to reach out to these brothers and sisters in the Caribbean right now because they have, nothing but land and it's all barren right now. It's a bunch of opportunities for us to help them and help ourselves at the same time. I don't know if anyone got any connections there, but that's definitely alternative. Still America, And those are our people. They look just like us, you know what I'm saying? For the most part, some of them might not speak our language, but, it is what it is.
Right.
You know, they were put under the system we was under, so we didn't speak in our language either, but,
so there's a commonality.
Yeah. If we could reach out to them and see what we could do for each other right now, because they have land, they have a bunch of resources that they actually own. We don't, these people here, they'll do anything to keep us from having something, But there's a lot of opportunities there, and I'll mute my line, brother.
Okay, man, we'll catch up and we'll reach out. We'll be in touch, and by which way. So looking forward to it, Thomas. All right, man, we're gonna go to another brother. Man, this brother is so cool. Out of ATL, brother out of ATL, what's going on?
Greetings. How's everybody doing today?
What's up, my brother? How you feeling?
Oh man, I'm feeling good, man. It's a good day. The weather's nice.
That's right.
I'm hearing the brothers build. Brother Thomas stole my thunder a little bit because I was going to bring up the the interest part of bartering and the Jews, how they don't charge each other interest. But I kind of wanted to approach it in a different scenario because I would say that they do charge each other interest. Most of the time when we think of interest, we think of it as a financial term or a financial definition. But interest is just who you're paying attention to or who you're giving your attention to. The Jews are giving their attention to each other. And they are not charging each other, anything more than what they're giving to each other. Because the attention that they're giving to each other, that is the power. Because, everybody knows we just passing around fiat currency anyway. So the attention, that is the power. And that is what I see that we need to do in terms of bartering is the attention that we're going to pay to each other, even on an international level, like Brother Thomas was saying, to the brothers out in the Caribbean, over in the continent of Africa, actually, I mean, it's globally. You know, we all over the world. So we need to pay each other more attention, and that means we got to start trusting each other. We got to start building relationships with each other, and we got to start figuring out our own system separate from the way that the people who oppress us.
We've been
are
talking
doing
it. Exactly. Hey, real quick, Brother M, make sure you get with our common people that we have in common, and let's connect, because we know that I know I can rely on you, and you know you can rely on me. But there's some things that we need to start to put into place. So get with the people that's there. Let's come together, because you're in one direction that we may need to use, and we're in one direction that you may need to use. So
definitely,
we definitely need to conceptualize and to formulate how that is going to look. So if you would, And then reach out to me, and I want to reach out to everybody and put it together, and we start doing those things among ourselves. Who better to start with than us? And then we can just grow out from there.
I agree. That was one of the reasons I wanted to call in to, you know, express and put on the record that, you know, I want to be included in the conversation. So I want to be.
Oh, you know you are. You know you already were. you know I haven't met a lot of people from the radio show, but this brother we met and is like I've never not known him. You know, so I truly appreciate, and I look forward to meeting with many of you, and then us working together. And because I need you, and I will assist you. So I'm looking definitely forward to that. I think we have one more, Brother Ann, we'll catch up. But let's do that this week. You guys call me.
Definitely will. Powerful show, brother. Keep it up.
Okay, for sure. Okay. What I want to do real quick. We got two more. How long is it? Okay, it's gonna be fine. I'm gonna have to do it here. Let me go to I don't know if Brother Davis wanted to chime in, but we got another brother, my man Jerry, that's there. Go ahead, Jerry.
Did you mean Roz?
Okay. Oh, that's Roz.
This is Roz.
Roz,
yeah.
That's you?
I know Jerry chimes in too. Yeah, what's up?
What? I didn't know who that was. That ain't y'all use your number?
Well, this is my number.
What's up, man?
I don't know what they doing. What's up? How you doing?
Right, that's true. What's up, my brother? What's up? For
hey,
sure. So, also... Roz, before you... put that together with what we talked about Friday... For all of us, in so we can conceptualize that, and grab Thomas as well too, Roz.
Yes sir. I've been wanting to deal with Thomas on some of this stuff, but get a little deeper for a minute. So it'll be actually really great to be able to do that, because that brother is just phenomenal. He's one of the I've met him and his family. He has a wonderful family. And he's an incredible brother, extremely intelligent and highly perceptive, observant, and his logic is exceptional. I put it like that. I just wanted to say and just piggyback on the conversation on the Jews. My wife used to work for Jews for many years in the fashion industry. And one thing that they do and have done that we used to do that we no longer do is that they have a code, and they have a code that applies globally.
They got a code.
Their code is they don't violate each other, and she is seeing that play out just in the boardroom. Sometimes they'll play these little games with each other where they'll try to steal each other's employees. If they know that an employee has really exceptional talent, they'll try to, you know, steal them, clandestine, give them offers under the table, you know, have email conversations, whatever they have to do to clandestinely steal that worker, they'll do it. But if they find out that the owner of that company is another Jew, it stops immediately. That is how they function. And she has seen this on so many occasions. It's mind-blowing. And that is something.
Because why would you steal from yourself?
Exactly. And the whole idea is that what they have done is they've placed the highest value on the lives of their own people first. The highest value is placed on the lives of their people first. It doesn't mean that other people don't matter. It means that you come first. Before anybody yes. else, I'm going to look to you, and you should be looking to me. And that is something that we used to do on a global scale. If you study our history, I just tell people, get Destruction of Black Civilization by Chancellor Williams, because it's 16 years of field research and documented evidence of that information as far as how we used to function with each other. And it's this system that has destroyed that entire concept. And when Brother M was talking, he talked about interest. And it really made me think. There's this movie Avatar, there's a phrase that they use. They use a phrase that says, "I see you." And the term "I see you" is not simply saying "I see you" as, okay, you're a person blocking my path or whatever, but it means "I see you, I see into you, I see that in yourself is a reflection of me." It's the deepest form of recognition of the brotherhood of yourself in someone else. And that is something in that movie that they stole from African people. I remember Dr. Joy Degree, when she did her documentary and her book on post-traumatic slave syndrome, she said when she visited Ghana, that they used to say, "I see you." They would say it in Ghanaian, but it means "I see you." And the context in which that they meant it was identical to the context in which it was shown to you in Avatar, which is the way that we need to be with each other. We have been ingrained now to treat each other like our enemies treat us. All of this is not who we are. We have imbibed and been infected with the disease of our enemy, and we propagate it like the wildest, most untamable disease you've ever come across. If we can reel that in and bring it full circle and start to see each other and the value in each other's lives, the value in each other's existence, the value in what we can contribute to not just our individual survival but our collective survival. I've said this before, and you talked about the ants earlier today. There's an African proverb that says the ants will always topple the elephant. I don't care how big the system gets, it's going to collapse, but it will only collapse if we are on the same page. We do not have to agree on everything. We have to agree on one thing, that is that we have the same problem and that we are working towards the same solution. And as long as we can do that, all the other petty stuff, the religious arguments, the historical arguments, all that stuff can be put aside. That's what they do with us. When it comes to them, they hate themselves more than they hate anybody else. But it's because we're here, we're the buffer between them self-destructing. So the idea is that when they fight with each other and we're around, they put their fight to the side and they deal with us. When we fight with each other and one of them are around, we try to get one of them to side with one of us against the other one that looks like us. Not good. Bro. That's not the way we should be functioning. So let's start seeing each other for real, and let's start making those connections that you were talking about. Thank you. I'm muting my line.
Man, let me tell y'all, when my man Rise go on the roll, man, boy, fortunate are those that speak the truth. So true. I see you. I see you. So, hey, I got to get to this video real quick. Rise, hit me up, and then we can coordinate that as well, because we need to. I need to play this video for you all, but I got another caller. I'm going to make it quick, but I want you to hear this, and this is why we need to do this. Caller out of Seattle. This is one of my brothers, too. Caller out of Seattle. Go ahead, brother.
What's up?
My man.
Yeah, man. I just been listening, man.
Let me tell you. This is one of the brothers as well. That I could can come here and I could go there. My man, what's happening?
Yeah, that's what I was just chiming in. Like, hold on, don't forget about me, man. I've been off the scene. I'm still here.
Shoot. No. You know, and it's so important. And Bright, give me a call too, because when we do this, you need to be there as well. For everyone that's here, Brother Bragg, of course, the Davises, my man, the sisters, you know who you are. You are included in all of this. My man out of Colorado, LA, you know who you are. Everyone, if we engage and we've talked, you're in on this, and we need to come together and conceptualize this, and we're going to start letting you know when we're doing it. And I'm not leading anything. There is no individual leader. It's an objective that we have. We just need to have the diverse methods to that, and that diversify those methods to do it. And that those diversified methods are you, and our objective is all the same, for us to be sovereign and independent in what's in our best overall, and what the great creator gave us as our overall sovereignty, we are defending it. So it's going to be powerful. But go ahead, brother. But I got to hurry up getting this video too. But go ahead. You want to really hear this? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, yeah. I was just chiming in because I've been off the scene, and I had a real tragic summer, man. But this ain't the platform, man. But we'll talk.
Hit me up. And I figured something was up because I hadn't heard from you. Hit me up.
Yeah. It was all bad, man. It's all good.
Hello, Mama.
Oh, she's good, man. She's sitting there doing the homework.
Okay. Much love, much respect. All right, brother. But hit me up too, and when we do this, you know you're included. So it's all of you. If I never spoken to you before, and as long as you're not going to be coming with some mess and everything else, you're included. As long as you're not agent in disguise for an ulterior motive, you're included. As long as you're sincere and you're benevolent, you're included. But believe me, there's, as we said, as Raj said, there's a code that we all will adhere by. Very, very important. So I want to play this for you. And this is the killing fields of Hurricane Harvey. And this is why we need to have the ability to go in every direction, not just the four that they told you that there were, north, south, east, and west. Our direction that we need to be able to go in is you. Here we go. Let me fix this. Oh, I forgot about the second break. We're going to go through the break. We're going to miss the break. We're going to just go through the break.
Hey, folks. Welcome to another video from plaintruth.info. I was in Dallas a couple days. I made it down to Waco, Texas. I'll be heading down to Houston tomorrow. I'm very, very sorry to have to report this news that I'm about to report to you, but it's real. It's really happening on the ground, on the boots, reporting of what just happened last couple of weeks in Harvey, which everybody's pretty much forgotten about. Everybody sees the videos of the elderly being left to fend for themselves in the waist-deep water while help never arrived, and you'll find out why here very disturbingly. Here's elderly, but what do you don't see here, folks? You don't see a lot of black people being shown in the rescue efforts. Look at this. Funeral home. They have to do it themselves. There was no help. And let me tell you why there was no help. It was designed that way, folks. There's some black people. But they were left on your own. People were left on their own. So let's get into it. This is from a guy from the Ozarks who was with Open Carry, who went to help, called his buddies in. Let's listen to his story, but it's a very disturbing story, folks. It's time to wake up. It's time to grow up. It's time to really understand what this country is all about now.
Some of the people that were going to the FEMA fusion centers were not to be heard or seen from again. The rescue response for Hurricane Harvey, because somebody encouraged me today to tell my story, and this is a very small piece of the story from what I witnessed on the ground. And I know that a lot of people know that I was there involved in some of the search and rescue and some other things that were going on. And to make sure I'm not covering up my microphone. And I need to tell this story because some of these things are still going on, and they're probably going on in Florida now. And it's very important because this covers what people have considered to be conspiracy theory. It is what people have not been told in the media, and it's the kind of thing that the government and the media covers up so that people don't have an understanding of what's going on. Landed back in Texas on Sunday night and immediately got to work because the hurricane stopped on the coast and then just continued to spin and was continuing to spin northward along the entire coast when I arrived back in Texas. And so within 24 hours of getting home, I got sleep. I obtained a boat, a truck, gas money, funding, and within 24 hours, I was on the road heading from Dallas to Houston. And when I arrived in Houston, I was contacted by one of my militia brothers out of Texas and where some of the guys were set up. I got to Houston about midnight that first night, and when I rolled through, the militia had taken over a liquor warehouse that was in basically like a strip mall. On the back of the strip mall had a fence on the back side of it, which gave them operational security because they had boundaries and borders. They took over the whole alleyway and had guys on the roof and were able to secure their position and where they were at. And I quickly found a place. We were able to bed down, have a safe place. And the first thing that I noticed there, that it was like the purge. All I could hear that night was car alarms going off and glass breaking and gunshots. Luckily, I was able to bed down and get things ready and unpack my guns and ammunition, and I got zero sleep that first night. We made our way down to Katy, Texas, and when we got there, we were stopped because they had finally blocked the roads down, and we were just off of I-10 where they had FEMA, National Guard.
Okay, I want to stop there real quick. Had the roads blocked, you'll start to see something, some strange characteristics. This is why we have to be our first and most effective responders to everything. Because if we don't, we rely on those that in the past have acted in a malevolent way, what makes us think that they've changed their colors, what makes us think that they've changed their venom, what makes us think that their poison isn't just as deadly and destructive as it was in the past. I would tell you, I would say that it's probably even greater. I don't know the number of population that it was in the past, but I know now, because of how many people are here now, the venom has to be extremely powerful. The poison has to be extremely powerful and sweet for people to accept it. So listen, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick up from here. I want you to pick up what you can pick up from here. And I'm playing this just from the, just because to show, regardless if this is true or not, the necessity for us to build is greater than the call that it is for us to stay where we are. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Oh, I think I said Scotty's on cue. I think I said we're going to go play through the break. Huh? My man Scotty. Sorry about that, Scotty. Okay, here we go. I'm going to go back to it.
DEA, FBI, Secret Service, they had emergency management from Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, and others there. And it was a big clusterfuck of everybody sticking their thumbs up each other's asses because they were just running around like not doing anything but stroking each other because that was happening down there. I think it's still happening down there. Some of the homeless people were freaked out. Thomas Jefferson High School in Port Arthur had a lot of people evacuated by plane, and there was at least 1,500 that were left behind that refused to get on the FEMA planes because they said that they were not making their destinations. They were not showing up in certain areas. And those people, I don't know where they were going. The 1,500 that were there, we sent a security force over to because they almost started rioting at the Thomas Jefferson High School in Port Arthur because of the way they were being treated. And again, I'm going to tell people, we've talked about this for years, for fucking years. We've talked about this. Don't go to the FEMA centers. This shit's very real. I just experienced it firsthand, and I've come home to decompress over these issues. 11 p.m. was scheduled to be the release of the blowing of the dam, and at least three of the rescuers that I talked to said that the dam had started to fail, and there was a moon-shaped spot in the top of it where water had been coming over and been washing part of the dam away. So, people were saved. We rallied back at the Crossing Church, where they basically wrapped everything up for today, and they told the stories of what had been happening. At least one boat had been in another neighborhood and pulled out at least 100 people themselves from that area. And let me tell you something. These stories that you're seeing on CNN and Fox News and stuff about government officials going out on boats and pulling people in and rescuing them were designed as propaganda to let you know that the government was taking care of you, when in all actuality, they were not doing evacuations. They were locking down the highways. They were locking down these neighborhoods, and they were going to flood these people in their homes. But if you hear part of the background story of what was actually going on down there, then it brings credence to those who put out some of these theories because they have read the FEMA papers or they have read the government documents into these things. And what has brought this up today for me to finally discuss this openly is the fact that FEMA is trying to put their prison ships out at Port Arthur, Texas, to give a place for people to live because their homes have been destroyed or whatever. I later found out that even though we were stopped at this FEMA resource center and this government makeshift resource center at the mall, and let me tell you, and you'll get part of this out of my story, that they do use malls, they do use Walmart, they do use these other places to set up FEMA and to create FEMA centers in these natural disasters. I saw it firsthand. Some of the people that were going to the FEMA fusion centers were not to be heard or seen from again. I got the rundown from the militia that night about other things that were going on, and I couldn't talk about it at the time because of operational security. But now I'm in the Ozark Mountains. I'm back in Missouri for a minute, and I'm in a little better place to actually be able to tell this story. I do have some pictures and some videos to verify some of the things that I'm talking about or the fact that I was even there. For the most part, I didn't get to videotape a lot of the things that I wanted to because of security at the time and because of... On Facebook and social media, I was talking about supplies and helping out people, but the very reality of the fact was I was using those boats and I was using those people and those supplies to make sure that armed militia were going in, and I believe wholeheartedly that we stopped a gun confiscation and we stopped them from murdering a lot of people. And the only reason why Hurricane Harvey was not Katrina was because of the Cajun Navy, the Texas Navy, and the response from Texans on their own soil that was saving tens of thousands of lives that I witnessed firsthand while the government was locking down roads and barricading people from being able to help. Within 24 hours, I had more than $50,000 to $100,000 worth of supplies showing up on trucks, along with over 100 armed men and women and medics and corpsmen and people who are not your bullshit militia spouting keyboard warriors that you see on the internet all the time. These are guys who are hardcore motherfuckers that were ready to go in to these little towns and these neighborhoods where they were not doing evacuations, that they were flooding, and preparing. FEMA and other people were flooding these small towns without doing evacuations and didn't care if people were dying. See, when you have something like a disaster happen, like a hurricane, and many of us have talked about shit hit the fan in our YouTube videos for many years and about preparedness, and it's very important to know that within the first couple days of one of these disasters, that money doesn't matter anymore. What does matter, water, food, ammunition, guns, and the things that you're going to need for survival. By the time I was told that we needed to disarm, I had at least 40 people there armed, AKs, ARs, sidearms, and I started putting a plan together, and I'll just put it this way. I called Murdoch Piscotty, the president of my organization, on the last day, which I'm going to get to this in a minute, and I told him, I've been busted. And I got to tell you what I was doing, because it might come back on you, because you're the one sending me aid down here. But I was not just trying to put boats in the water. I was not just trying to bring supplies and aid in from other parts of Texas and across the country. What I was doing is I was using the old tactic that we see the government using in saying that we were doing humanitarian aid runs. But on those humanitarian aid runs of ships full of food and medical supplies, I was putting at least 4 to 5 armed men or women, team members, in boats to get them over into the Golden and Vidor areas and the Port Arthur areas so that we had armed militia in those areas to protect Texans and also help pull them out. The private contractors came in, tried to disarm us, tried to take over our supplies, and I wasn't having any of it. The guy that was working with me hand in hand started carrying around an ice pick because the contractor had threatened his life, and he was ready to stab this guy in his neck because he straight up threatened our lives. I had my .357 on my hip the whole time that I was there, and this contractor was talking to us about open carry and scaring people, but the real reality is they were trying to control the situation and take over, for whatever reason, supplies and get those armed men out of there. And he tried to take my .357 off my hip, in which case my retention skills that I've done, whether the open carry movement or my training in other areas I'm not going to talk about, I put my elbow directly on my gun as soon as he tried to grab it, smacked his arm away, and had to inform him I was going to shoot him in his head if he tried to touch my gun again, because they were trying to take over and threaten our operation of protecting Texans so that they could get away with whatever they were getting away with, hiding bodies, covering up things that were going on. Some of the neighborhoods that those guys were going into were the richest neighborhoods and were involved in, I believe, government looting or private contractor looting. So we slept in the back corner of the pastor's office that night, and the next morning we had already had everything set up, and we got up and we sent everybody out in 8 to 10 different directions where they couldn't be followed, and they went to their prospective places, to these small towns in these areas, and we got the supplies there. We got the armed militia into these areas to protect Texans, and they continued that as I left town and went back to Dallas. My mission at that point in time after 5 days was basically over, and I left and got out of the area. The first night that I was there, we had at least one team that was not part of the militia. They were there, I think, as agenteurs, and I personally heard them talking about hunting people, and there were people down there that were hunting people. They were not hunting deer. They were not hunting boar. They were not hunting pigs. They were hunting people. I think some of them believe that they were hunting looters, but as I said earlier, after a day or two of being in shit at the fan in a situation where there's no water, no food, your most moralistic person might go into your neighbor's house and try and find food and water for survival. So at this point in time, you have people who aren't necessarily looters, but people who are just trying to survive, and if they looked like looters, they were being shot. They were hunting people. By that night, I had 100 to 150 very tacked out armed teams ready to protect Texans.
All right, I just want to say sorry for the foul language, but this is this individual's personal account. Do I know that it's factual? From some of the people that I know that are credible, the story definitely coincides with theirs. So it's, yes, it's probably true. His individual experience, I don't know, but the individual has the benefit of the doubt for me. And the reason why I wanted to express and play this to you all is you see why it's so important that we properly position ourselves. We don't need to talk about the ills of the system anymore. What we need to do to create our own, maintain our own sovereignty, self-assurances, maintain our own collective security, our own collective economy, our own collective health cures. Yes, I know we've all been indoctrinated that we need the system. No, system needs you to be right where you are and to do exactly as it's taught you to do, and that is to obey. But your overall capabilities are what the system uses to maintain their overall methods and objectives. So everything that the system has, you can create, but more in a more benevolent way. Why wouldn't we do it? The only reason why we would do it is because we've been thoroughly schooled not to dare cross the line. And that line in the of an impenetrable wall that we are afraid to break through. And if you heard some of the things of his account, people hunting people, roadblocks, people disappearing, not getting the overall aid by going to the overall sanctioned, mandated by the letter of the law institutions. Where are these people? I don't know, but I don't want you there. Because I darn sure, I'm not going. And if we properly position ourselves, there isn't anyone that can stop us. And if we remain true to our overall objectives, there's nothing that we lose and it's everything that we gain. Nothing that we lose that is meaningful, sustainable, or moral. So
what did they
pass? It's only a matter of time. Yeah. It's only a matter of time before it reached us and it reaches you. And I want you to have some place that you can rely on because of what you've already built. And then we're going to go ahead, Thomas. Then we're going to get out of here. And then we'll pick this up again. But go ahead, Thomas.
Oh, yes, sir. This ties directly into that clip. And I work at the hospital. I generally, during the week, I work in the operating room. Overnight, cleaning the operating room. So if some trauma comes in overnight, I generally deal with it. So what we have also that happens overnight is people who come in and they get the dead bodies and they cut them up and they, you know, take them.
Yep.
And I guess they bring them to institutions so people can. Yeah, you know. So I hadn't seen the girl who did the harvesting in a while. So I saw her Friday. So, you know, hey, what's going on? So where you been? She's like, I was down in Houston. I said, word, but then, you know, somebody came up and they was talking to her, so I couldn't get more information. And she's black, so I generally, you know, have conversations. I hadn't seen her in a few weeks. So then the same day, Friday morning, 7 in the morning, I see a guy. They don't work for the hospital. The people do the harvesting. This guy, he does the organs. Now, he takes organs that are good, I guess, keeps them stored so that they could go into another person. So I see him on the elevator. He needed access to the trauma elevator because they're locked. You know, you need an ID. He doesn't work for the hospital. So I unlocked it for him so he could get to the floor he needed to go to. So I ain't seen you in a while. I just knew what he was going to say, and he said it. Oh, I was down in Galveston, Texas. Yeah. They had a little site set up for, trauma or whatever. He tried to play it off, but I know what he does. So I'm just saying, this was a huge organ transplant harvest.
Thomas, don't say any more.
All right, I'll keep it closed, brother. Thank you.
My man, this is why we need to do what we need to do. I appreciate you so much, T. So, listen, everyone, we're going to get out of here. For those of you, and let me tell you something. We're not afraid of anything. We're going to put our overall groups together. Look at the expertise that we have in our groups. Look at the abilities that we have in our group. And we're going to build on this. And you are going to be a part of it. I'm not going to tell you what you're going to do. You're going to show us and tell us what you're capable of doing. And that's what we are going to minimize. So for those of you, I'm going to reach out. For those of you that I do know, and you know me, you got my number. I've never made it a secret. Text me. We'll put it together. We will all do our part, and we will get to work. Let me just say this. Man, you heard what T said? It's so valuable that we maintain our sovereignty. Just imagine if we facilitate that. The overall possibilities that can come from that are endless. Are endless. We have no choice if we're sovereign and sane. But if we're domesticated and crazy, we'll keep doing what we've been doing, play by their rules, and expect something different to happen. It won't happen. You're going to get out of here. Let me just say a couple of thanks. Big thanks to you, Thomas. Big thanks to you, brother, out of Oklahoma. Big thanks to ATL. Big thanks to Rise. Big thanks to who else chimed in? Oh, my man out of Seattle. We are going to do this because we have to do it. And when we do it, let me tell you something, what you're going to experience. The most liberating connection that you ever had. You'll come with open hands because there's nothing for you to steal. and you will see what peace really and tranquility really can be about. Looking forward to building that with you. Brother Braggs, if you would do us the honors of chiming us out, and if you wanted to add anything before we get out of here, definitely do that. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. It's always I'll see you later. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.